It's Dan Riccio and Randeep Janda. We are live here at the Jake Milford Charity Golf Auction. And, yeah, you can go over to jakemilfordauction.com, get in on the silent auction, help out some of the good causes, over $20,000 raised. And now joining us, he's going to be one of the talking points of this preseason, I think. He's been talking point of the offseason. He is Quinn Hughes. How's it going, Quinn?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us here. You're going to be in the spotlight all September. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great players here, so I don't think I'll have to worry about that too much. But, you know, for me, I'm not really focused on anything but my game, so.
What's the focus on heading into camp here? What's the goal here in camp?
Just continue to play well and have fun, and that's what I'm going to try to do. And, you know, just continue to grow my game, try to get better every single game, and that's what I'm going to try to do.
How have you started to get along with the guys as they have all come into town? Is anybody taking you under their wing as you being the rookie around here?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great guys here. I think I learned that when I joined the team last year. You know, guys are really nice and help me out and stuff like that. So really lucky in that sense. And, yeah.
Do you have any takeaways from development camp over the weekend?
I mean, I don't think it was too much about learning or anything like that. I think they just tried to get everyone in and, you know, get some skates in and try to get better for a couple of days before camp. And I think the main idea was just to try to help us get ready for camp.
You've got a pretty veteran back end now as well. Jordy Benn added, Tyler Myers as well. When you look at that makeup of players, you know, what do you hope to get from those guys, especially in the short term here of this season, and learn from them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'll let you know towards the end of the season what I picked up. But obviously, really, really good players have been in the league a long time. So I'm sure there's going to be lots of learning going on, and we'll see.
What was your focus over the course of the summer?
I didn't really have a singular, you know, purpose. I think I was just trying to get stronger and everything and get better at everything that I do. So on the ice, just trying to get better at everything. And then in the gym, just trying to get stronger and more flexible and everything like that and try to get ready for 82 games.
How did you plan to do that? I mean, it's one of the more difficult things when you talk to other guys coming out of college and into their first full season is getting ready for the full 82. How do you feel you're ready for that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I feel ready just because I feel like I'm putting in the work and, you know, I'm really confident in my game and, you know, I'm sure there's going to be ups and downs, but that's just part of it. So I feel like I'm pretty much ready for anything here and, you know, I know it's going to be a long year, so I'm just going to try to take it one day at a time.
Your camp's about to start here, obviously your brother as well out in New Jersey. Have you had a chance to chat with him, and is he ready to go for his first as well?
Yeah, obviously talking to him a lot at home, probably every day, but he's ready. I mean, it's a long summer, and he put in the work, so I'm, you know, no worries about him.
The golf game going all right today?
yeah, I mean, it needs some work, I'm not going to lie.
It is what it is.
I'm slugging around. Yeah.
Well, best of luck to you as your first full training camp gets underway, and we're excited to see what you bring this season.
Yeah, thank you.